you want belongs to others and you are incapable to earn it. Well, just imagine that you had that thing in your possession. How beautiful your life would be. More meaningful and passionate. It's true in many cases, no one will give you mercy. Each call for fair shares is unequal as a die. When life is not inclusive, your feelings are intrusive, and envy pushes souls to steal before their very eyes. What's stopping us from taking then an excuse to moralize? So find the right appealing words, pave roads to paradise.
Feminization,
excused by passion. Let's free your long devoted wives from marriage's obligation. If someone owns a violin that's made by Stradivari, but he has never played such a piece of beauty, contrarily, could it be better then? The guild would be a fairer owner, no matter how, no matter who, but not a greedy loner. Fat envy, thievery's mother, by preaching good for others, guilt trips the individual to give up such a gem. Who cares for his ancestors, the violin's successors? They're gone, their efforts and regards, the owner's just a shadow's guard. What's stopping us from stealing it? An excuse to moralize. Let's find the correct appealing words, pave roads to paradise.
Communization,
for the sake of the nation. This treasure wasn't made by you, a famous explanation. When a crazy scientist works alone on a concept or a rocket, what role falls to the rest of us to praise a brand new prophet? Our team is great, we blog, thumbs up, wish, have a good weekend. Whereas he's a lonely introvert from day one to the end. His life is so dramatic, from basement to the attic. If he should reach what teams can't, we stand to lose our pants. So we'll set many meetings to argue analytics. Belated scream, it was my dream, fades out in a team.
We do small talk, we're sweet and nice. We are wowing spiders, pets, and mice.
But not individuals who thwart our paradise.
Communication,
teamwork, creation. It is the way to steal one's thoughts and a perfect explanation.